This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
We're holding over here, Chelek Dalet, Perek Beis, Aleph. So he's speaking about general Darkei Avodas Hashem and the role that each one plays in it, you know, in the different Avodas Hashem. Hine. Talmud Torah hu inya muchrach. Shtafisha zulosei I efsha lagila maisa. Ki imlo yadeh ma'u mitzvah v'sheyasech yaseh. So obviously Talmud Torah is first, it's just elementary that if you don't know what to do, then how are you going to do it? So that would be the basic way of looking at it. But Talmud Torah is a lot more than that. Omnum. Zulos kol zeh. Yesh b'talmud tachlis godlish le musay shal adam ukvar his karnin yibiktsar b'chel grishin b'ekrivi am atanach yesa. So he's going to speak a lot more over here about what is the tachlis of Talmud Torah. There's a famous Bach by the that who speaks about le baruch b'Torah tchila. So he says that the pshat was they looked at Talmud Torah as a hechsher mitzvah, l'mashal, and taking the schach out of my shed and bringing it over to where the sukkah is, it's necessary, but I can't consider it a ma'aseh mitzvah per se. It's not something, it is a mitzvah in the sense that, yes, you need to have it, but it's only a hechsher mitzvah. So you wouldn't make a bracha on it. The bracha you make on that, some sitting in the sukkah. So le bracha b'Torah tchila means they understood Talmud Torah as a necessity. I want to know how to build a sukkah. Well, I'm gonna have to learn sukkah. But they didn't understand that Torah in itself, the tachlis of Torah in itself, and that's why he says they were nenash. So it's the same idea here, that Talmud Torah in itself has this chesivus base. Bichlal hashpos and hashpos and hashpos of tzeir b'yosef, yesh hashpo achas al yoyne mikol hashpos, shun yono hu a yoyse yokum ula mikol mashef shimotze v'nimtzoyim. Vehainu, shuhu tachlis mashef shimotze v'nimtzoyis, me'ein ametzius amitzo yisparach, v'ikor umala amitas malos yisparach. So if we take a look around everything over here in this world, we have many items that were made by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything in this world is made by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and all of them are wonderful things and so on and so forth. But if we're to ask ourselves of all the things in our world that we have some shayches to, what is the most divine like? So he said this one element, one item, which is qualitatively different. It's completely different than the Bria, and much closer to something of the Metzias of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vehu, Masha Mechalek Ha'odoin, Yisborosh Ma Mikredik Ha'al Bruov. It is the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave over some of his covet to the Bria. Now, meaning something that has a shaychus to the beyond, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything in this world has a physical dimension to it, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is only shaykh to it as a bayre. So we have rocks, and we have water, and we have plants, and we have animals, and many, many things. All these things are things that are physical entities within a physical world. There is one item that is shaykh to something beyond, and that is shaykh to Torah. Omnam kosha b'iris parash me'es hashpazos be'inyan nivr me'es parash v'tachzeh v'zeo ha'Torah. So l'maisa, the dimension of something that's a likus in the Bria is going to be something which is a is Torah. It's something which is a ruchnistic type of creation that's put into our world. The inyan zeh mishtalem b'shtei b'chinas, v'hi goyin u'b'haskola. This inyan of Torah that we're talking about finds its place through higoyin haskola. Higoyin means saying it out with your mouth, which is a more posture way of learning. In other words, saying the words and knowing the words. Haskola is depth. V'zeh ma shibayon Hashem. Ki hine chiba odin baruch hu klal milus ma'morim shen kolach mishkum shal Torah. V'achreyem b'madregis. V'achreyem b'madregis nevi'im k'subim. V'koshim ha'ashpazois. באופן שכשידובר דיבור מהם תימוש רשפזו סתיו האויסום, ובתנאי שיהגוין הזה בגבולם שהוא גלוי. כמו שזכרנו אותי מסעת השמיה, וכן בהסקולס, מה שניחו דיבור מהם לפי דרכי המיתים, תימוש רשפזו סתיו מסל האויסום. So הקדוש ברוך הוא put in his greatest השפוע into the words of Torah, and they come to the person who's oisek in the divrei Torah, and who also tries to understand. I'll try masbit when get as soon as in the next paragraph. But on the madregas ish vashpazois kechol shashpaz yon shemitzios v'nischalka madregas ha'elu b'chalka ha'goyim v'askola kefim ha'shrosu chomay yonay senos shebechelik echon ha'goyim timosh madrega achs min ha'shpo b'chelik ach madrega cheras and v'chem v'askola אך אין לך חלק מטעם תורה של תימוש חפוי מדרגה אך זה רגס השפעה רומא זויס, אם ישור מבעת נויים מצטרכים. That's okay. Let's talk a little bit about what he's talking about here, what he means over here. The world of mitzvahs are physical entities. So a person puts on tefillin, it's a physical mitzias. Tefillin has in itself certain kedusha, a certain iris and things of that nature, which are mashpi on a person. So all tefillin are a ruchnistic vehicle, a physical vehicle for some sort of ruchnistic hashpa. That's true. In Talmud Torah, the level of hashpa coming through it is la'ein erech greater, because within those words, you have a much greater hashpa. And I want to explain it in a way that we could sort of relate to it. If I walk into a room and I look around at the decor of the room, so I see things here. I see colors, I see furniture, I see items, and so on and so forth. That has a certain message. And it sort of gives over. It has more than just what it is. Like I walk in, I say, it's impressive, it's regal, it's a dump, it's yeshivish, whatever, you know. I can use different terms to describe what it looks like, and it conveys it. It's comfortable, not comfortable, hulu. When I speak words, inside those words, there is so much more that's capable of being given over mitzad toichet. The toichen is always the idea behind it. It's always the havana of it, and so on. So in everything in the world, anything that comes from bar das, there's some sort of havana. I come and I bring a bottle of water. So somebody says thoughtful, nice, appreciative. It there's something there. But when I say something, there's la'ein erech more given over through those words than would otherwise be. Now, the same thing is true about Kadosh Baruch Hu. In the world of words, the Var Hashem, so much more comes through to it. That's one point he's making. A second point, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is, the words themselves can convey the message. So when a person reads a parasha in Chumash, we'll say Mitzvahs Talmud Torah, so those words themselves have a certain teichen, and reading those words give you some sense of the teichen. And just reading it, as long as you're teaching it correctly, there's a message given over. Now, a person is maimik more, a person understands more, there's a greater message, there's still more. But lemaisa, within those words, depending on how much the person is maimik, that's how much he'll get out of it. And the truth being said, that anytime something is a conduit, a pipe can carry an infinite amount of water, because the water is not coming from the pipe. The pipe is only a chetimtza. So when I speak and I say something, the content of those words, the content of the person speaking, since the Ribbono Shel Olam is b'li sof, so everything that comes through those words also have the same quality. And b'meila, they have an infinite amount of meaning. So he says, as long, and he has two caveats, let's say a person sits in Darshan's Narishkeiten from the Torah. Darshan's Cholash Ela Ruchai. It's not what you think that in the Torah. In other words, unfortunately, today there's a lot of people darshaning all sorts of stuff there's no shaykhs to the Torah. So you're not going to say whatever a person says is Torah. That's not true. But so long as a person is within the framework of Torah's emes, a person is saying things. It says so the Shlomo Malzin brings in one of his akdamas that in Agarata, I don't remember who he quotes, maybe the Kohenim, in Agadis, so long as the Teichin is true, so then it can be darshit. In the Gemara, if you learn Pshat wrong in the Gemara, even if you mechavim to halacha, you it's wrong. There's a very definite right and wrong. In the world of drasha, there's more leeway, provided that the Torah itself is correct. It fits into the framework of what Chazal gave us. So if the idea is true, and we're putting it into a place where maybe not, that's doable. Masha'ein Kain, if the ideas are not correct, then it's wrong. So he says, so the Tanai is, the Goyim will be begvul shel beloy, and v'chein v'askolos mashech v'dibur mahev. I want to add one more point over here about the difference between the Higoyin and the Askola. The Zohar Kodesh says that the words, the oisis in the words are like a guf without a neshama. The nikud is the neshama. We've spoken about it a few times inside the Torah. It gives it a certain ruach that makes it come alive and so on. That's the relationship of the physical words to the saying them out and so on. The diburim of divrei Torah are ke'ilu, even just the diburim themselves contain much more than the physical sound I made. When a shofar blows, it's a blow of a shofar. That's it. When I say divrei Torah, I'm saying meaning. I'm saying certain sounds. I'm saying ki hine chiver. I'm also in the very tight of the words. There's the meaning of pshat. So this inyan of the hashpah and b'meila, since it has a teichen to it, it has a hashpah, and that's what he says. The higoyin has to be in the gevulim shel beloy, and v'chein maskolam asher v'divur mahem. So both in the words you say, and in the understandings that you think into something, as long as you're going in the right derech, then you will get amitius from that. You'll get emes from it. Okay, beseder gemor. We'll hold it here.